shifted to a STEM-based focus with electronic music, centering synthesizers and electronic music. What I love about synthesizers especially is that they sort of push the imagination outside of these standards of right and wrong, correctness of timbre, texture, tone, and kind of an outside of the box approach with listening as well. And we have that ingrained into our new Learning Future Sounds curriculum. So as part of our 20th anniversary, we launched two alumni fellowships. We have two that are happening right now. Karis is the first. The second one, if you all got the thing, is Cleo Reed will be part of the Lincoln Center Green Sheen with Neil Hendricks and performing in June. So this is really amazing. Karis has a recording studio at home, was always very serious about music and production. And I said, what about spatialized audio? And Karis was like, what's that? And had a willingness to learn. Daniel is the best. I first met Daniel through Yvette Janine Jackson, who's the director of the Electroacoustic Music Program at Harvard. And I appreciate Daniel so much because in the beginning of Willie May, Daniel came with masks into the space before we had anything in there, and we were checking the acoustics and imagining how we could put the Meyer Galaxy system. We dreamed big. We wanted a Meyer Galaxy system, but we ended up with a wonderful quad system. And what's really amazing about Willie May is what you don't see, and what you don't see when you walk in our space are wires, and that's because Daniel got on top of all kinds of ladders and wired the system so beautifully for a very sweet fee and a pizza, if I and we've stayed connected ever since. So it was really amazing because, you know, this world of spatialized audio is very much sort of like a kind of a white male academic zone. Very much an academic zone. So I was like, look, I know a white dude, like European academic sound technician who's amazing. And it's been so beautiful watching the process and how Daniel's mentor, Karis, and then Karis and Francisco and Daniel have gone to see spatialized shows at NYU and other places, and really starting to get down with the vibe. And so this is really just a beautiful culmination, but it's just the beginning, because it's more about the journey than the destination. We are talking to a couple places in town with multiple channel systems to curate special nights that Karis will be involved in, and other Willie May students will be involved in. Karis will also be able to teach spatialized audio to our students at Willie May, and so we'll just keep it going. So, give it up for Karis.
My project today
I am like super into was not that. It was basically, it was still trap, and you let go of, you went for a longer arc, and you went for a looser melodic kind of feel, and you got rid of the trap beat.
Yeah.
You inferred it.
I'm still there, but you know, we got different sides.
Yeah, you
this,
yeah.
This
yeah.
side is elevated.
Yeah.
It's here now.
Yeah, you were kind of rhythmic on the last one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, everything I make is very rhythmic, but I stray away from that.
Okay. Yeah.
There's like no beat at all, but it's like, yeah, glimpses here and there because that's what we're used to. That's the music that we know and love, so I kind of like to bring that back a little bit.
How has this fellowship changed you musically?
Musically, well, first of all, I have my quadraphonic set up in my house now. So, and like, I don't even listen to music the same. Like, it's just listening to music with two speakers. After this experience, you know, going back in your car or going back somewhere, listening to music with your headphones, it just doesn't hit the same. So, like, I have to, like, it's not even if I have, like, has to mix the club, but just that listening experience, I always want that around now. And it's definitely changed how I interpret certain sounds of music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like even in February, even in March, let's give it until March, I was not thinking like this. Like, I've known to mix in stereo, I mix well in stereo, but I'm mixing in quad now and it doesn't sound the same, and I want it to sound the same, but I don't. It's like a lot of realizations in the process, but it's also like just making music, there's no right and wrong.
Right.
So you can just do whatever, and if it sounds good to you, then it sounds good to you. And that's kind of what I was going for in the beginning of this project. I'm okay, what sounds right to LaFrey? What sounds right to Daniel? What sounds right to people around me? But it really doesn't matter what it sounds like to other people, as long as it sounds good to me.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You said you're really inspired by horror stuff, but it felt very liberating. Maybe because you said like